This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into the middle of the week, how are you going? Well, don't forget to go with God, because God is a part of your life, whether you recognize him there or not. He is not only the one who created this universe and then is sitting back to watch it happening. No, God does not sit back. He is totally involved. He's right there in your day, in the middle of it with you. And if you want to move forward in your life in a way that is meaningful and makes your life whole, you've got to learn to walk with God. Put God first in your life. And to do that, you need to spend time with him and you need to listen to him. And listening to him happens when we open the Bible with our hearts open to God, saying, God, speak to me. And that's what we want to do right now. I want to take you to the two little stories in Mark that we've been looking at all this week and just draw some more lessons from them about how to live out the good news, the gospel of Jesus. Jesus lived the gospel in his life, and we want to learn from how he related to people. The story starts like this. When Jesus had come back to Capernaum several days later, it was heard that he was at home, and many were gathered together. Jesus' way of relating with people was attractive, and ours needs to be as well. So there was no longer room, not even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. The people in your life need the truth content about God that you already have, and we need to engage people in God conversations in our lives. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now this reveals priority in Jesus' life. Jesus' sense of mission, his sense of purpose in his life, was all about sinners, people who needed to get right with God. That's what Jesus was about. In the next story, the next encounter Jesus has with people, it says it happened that Jesus was reclining at the table in Levi's house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples. Now, tax collectors and sinners, it's not talking about people who work for the ATO. The situation was way different back then. Israel was a nation chosen by God, and they knew that if they were being dominated and ruled by another nation, that it was a symbol of God's judgment on them. And so they really resented the Romans who were ruling them at that time. And the Romans were pretty harsh rulers. And the situation was that there were a number of Jewish people who volunteered to collect taxes for the Romans and really kind of gouging their own people. And then on top of that, they collected extra taxes that they pocketed themselves. And so they were seen not only as traitors against their own people, but as sinning against God. And so if there's a group of people you call tax collectors, well, they are definitely included in the group of people called sinners. And of course, there are other kinds of people than tax collectors that are also in that group of sinners. And so all the time in the Bible, you see this expression, tax collectors and sinners. And so Jesus is here hanging out at Levi's house, reclining at the table, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples. The scribes of the Pharisees couldn't handle that. They said, "Why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus' response is so classic. "It's not those who are healthy that need a physician, but those that are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." Well, think about your own life and your own relationships. You know, that paralyzed man that was brought to Jesus, he knew he needed to encounter Jesus. There was nothing he could do for himself. And you know, there's people in your life that they seem on the surface to have it all together, but deeper down, below the surface, they're struggling. They know that they need help in life. What you need to learn to do in your relationships is go a bit deeper. Don't feel like you need to launch straight into some big Bible explanation. It could be the next step you need to take in your relationships is just to get past the surface with people, and often that comes from going past the surface in sharing about your own life. Share some of your own struggles or hopes or difficulties, and then get into their life as well. By getting into their more personal life, not just on the surface, you'll discover the ways that they need to encounter Jesus. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.